I'm Heather Morris. I'm the author of the book, The Tattooist of Auschwitz. I'm not Jewish. That was one of the criteria that Lally had for having me tell his story. He wanted someone who didn't have any baggage or didn't have any family history that could in any way influence how I would hear and interpret what he wanted to tell me.
Can you please tell us about Lally Sokolov as he told it to you?
His wife had recently died, and he asked his son to find somebody who he could tell his story to. It was known amongst his friends and a close circle in Melbourne that he had been the tattooist, the tattooverer in Birkenau, Auschwitz, but he wanted the story to go further. He deliberately had not spoken about it publicly while Geeta was alive. He very much wanted to protect her from any accusations that he thought might come his way for the role that he had there. He wanted the world to know about this woman he fell in love with. It was all about the love story for him.
It's not just a love story, it's the story of the Holocaust.
Look, I like to think of it as a Holocaust story. As a book, I have just tried to have the incidents in there that Lally himself witnessed and experienced.
I must tell you that through one story, you can have deeper understanding and compassion, because when you hear about numbers and in general, you can't really relate to it. But when you hear one man's story, you can really relate to the events and what happened.
And that's what I was wanting to do. It was about this man and this woman, what they endured and what they witnessed and carried with them for decades. It started the day he was taken into Auschwitz like everybody else, but more importantly, I guess it started when he contracted typhoid and was literally thrown on the death cart. One of the other men in his block was dragging him off the death cart, and a prisoner was walking by and saw this and went and helped him, and that prisoner was Pepan, and he was the current tattooist or tattooverer. He and the other prisoners in the block kept Lally alive for 7 or 8 days. After that, Pep offered him a job, work for me. So he was Pepan's assistant. Then one day he turned up to work and Pepan wasn't there. He was just told, you are the tattooverer now. As a tattooist, his role was to be the connection between the SS and the prisoners who were being marked as they came in. Of course, he had assistants. People came and went each day. Someone would dragged out, help him do the numbering. But he was the one who had the tools and the materials, who liaised with the SS in terms of where are we going today, Auschwitz or Birkenau.
His job was to tattoo people, to imprint them with forever with these numbers.
Yeah, to mark them. Or when he talked about the first time he had to tattoo girls, he actually used the words, I was defiling their bodies. It horrified him. He didn't want to do it, but it was made clear to him if he didn't, somebody else would.
Heather, I wanted to ask you about Lally being the tattooist of Auschwitz. Did he know that he's taking part in one of the most iconic symbols or iconic acts of the Holocaust? Because everyone that came out of Auschwitz-Birkenau has a number tattooed on their arm. This is a symbol of the Holocaust. How was his reaction to it afterwards in retrospect?
Yes, it is the most iconic symbol to come out of the Holocaust. At the time he was doing it, he could not know that. But in later years and being part of the Jewish community in Melbourne, he definitely knew that. And he met many people, the people who proudly pulled up their arm. And there's a lady in Sydney, Lottie. Lottie, he tattooed her number, and it's huge compared to others. It's massive. But they knew each other back in Slovakia. And when he got to tattoo her arm, he made it big so he could talk to her and find out what was going on back home. Lottie is going to be at the launch of my book, and she is still a guide at the Holocaust Museum in Sydney. But Geeta, I have to admit, Geeta struggled with being tattooed. 10 years before she died, she had had enough, and she asked Lally to get it removed. She couldn't live with it as a reminder every day, but she did actually have her number removed through plastic surgery.
What made him survive day after day witnessing the horrors?
His attitude of, I will survive this. I have to survive this to see those people pay for their crimes. He was the eternal optimist, cunning, smart, and he learned how to manipulate events around him. But more important, he says he was just lucky.
You mentioned also that it was a love story. How is it possible to have a love story in a death camp?
Yes, he fell in love with this girl, and he then had to find a way to protect her as best he could, but also to survive himself. And because he had that role of tattooist, and he doesn't shy away from the fact that he was a privileged prisoner as a result of it, he did have the access to move around.
And how did he meet Geeta?
He held her arm. He was tattooing her number on her arm at the same time as one of the so-called doctors in Auschwitz was examining her. And he felt that she was going to speak. And he looked up and into her eyes to shush her. And he did. And at that moment, their eyes literally met. And he was, at that point, he said he could love no other. And it was a matter then of contriving ways to try and see her, to finding out what her name was. All he knew was her number, because at that point it was indelibly described on his heart.
How did he find her after the war?
He went looking back in Slovakia. He knew she was Slovakian, and he just knew in his heart that she had survived. He went looking for her in Bratislava and was suggested to him that he go and register with the Red Cross his name and see if her name was registered there. The returning prisoners were doing that. And he was on his way there, and he had a big horse and a little cart. And Geeta actually saw him. She saw this funny little man, this funny little horse and cart driving down the road. And she stepped out in front of the horse and stopped it. Yes, it's a Hollywood moment, I know, but that's literally how it happened.
And I believe they moved to Melbourne. They had one son, Gary.
Yes.
But many people didn't know the story.
No, just as they're close friends. But he still had that deep, deep down survivor guilt of, what if people want to accuse me? How will that affect Geeta? How will that affect my son? And so to him, he would keep quiet until such times as Geeta was no longer with us.
We are talking to Heather Morris. Heather is the author of the book, The Tattooist of Auschwitz. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Heather, you've got the most incredible description of even transportation to Auschwitz, to the concentration camp. What happened in that wagon is arrival at Auschwitz. The process there is life in Auschwitz. It's so vivid and it's so real. Did he tell you everything, or did you have to do your own research?
All those details he told me. And when it came time to writing them, I could feel him over my shoulder saying, no, tell it this way. No, this is what happened. And so my description is his memory, which thankfully walked in step with history when we did research it.
And we are talking to Heather Morris, the writer of The Tattooist of Auschwitz, the most incredible story based on a true story of Lali Sokolov, a survivor of Auschwitz. Heather, I wanted to thank you so much for writing that story. So many people try to say it never happened. When you read the story, you know that it did happen, and it's part of history and part of many people's life. What impact did the story had on you?
Look, it had a huge impact. This man came into my life and into my family's life, and in many ways turned it upside down with living history. And he was so clear that he wanted it known that he survived by luck.
Heather, did you find it difficult writing about this topic?
I did. And I was lucky that my editors agreed with me that the best way to tell this story would be simply. Don't go into long literary comments and phrases. Just tell the story.
Heather Morris, the writer of The Tattooist of Auschwitz, thank you very much.